So there are a few difficulties with MPI. So I would probably the significant difficulty, especially for the students, is that there are a mere 129 functions in MPI. So that's another disadvantage of having a community effort. The community effort has to reach consensus, and if you're trying to reach consensus, it's easier to reach agreement with your friend that he or she adds their feature, and you also add your feature. So there's a tendency in a community activity to end up with everything being agreed to. That's actually a more serious problem in HPF, because that's one of the reasons HPF is hard to compile. It has a lot of capabilities that are probably not necessary. The reason it is relatively hard to implement each 129 function efficiently, but what happens is you implement the important functions efficiently and then implement the remaining 100 or so functions in terms of the more basic functions, and that gives you so it's actually relatively easy to get up and running a version of MPI. What is hard to do is to make an efficient version of MPI, because then you do have to look at each 129 functions and implement them optimally on your particular machine. That's because most of those 129 are concerned with special activities, such as these collective communications with various broadcasting activities, and those are precisely the things that are best are done differently on different architectures. So as I mentioned, PDM used to be dominant. I would say PDM is still very important, and it is much simpler than MPI. And it has two advantages of MPI. It is a complete operating environment, which MPI is not, and it runs on essentially everything. But I believe that MPI is rapidly becoming, whereas a year ago, I think you would find most people talking about PDM. I believe if you read papers today and listen to the world, they are only talking about MPI. So I believe MPI is the dominant message passing system, and so I think it is very valuable to learn it, because I think it will be the message passing system. And indeed, I think most compilers produce our compiler produces MPI, isn't that right? So most compilers produce MPI as the intermediate form. They break up a data parallel language into Fortran plus MPI. So MPI is dominant. It has a problem that I don't manage to persuade people is critical, but I think is relatively important. Namely, MPI is the dominant parallel computing message passing system. However, it is not actually the dominant form of messages. If you look in the world, the dominant form of messages are those used by the internet, which are not written in MPI. They're in HTTP, say, if you use the web. So actually, if you look at the messages running around the world, there, depending on which level you look at them, there's some ATM message or some HTTP message. So because parallel computing is a much smaller world than distributed computing, which is what we're looking at for ATM and HTTP, it's actually MPI is not really compatible with, it's not incompatible, but it's different from the distributed computing standard. So when we talk about web computing, we sometimes talk about replacing MPI by HTTP, which is the message passing protocol for web servers and clients to talk to each other. Now, they're not really competing. You can't really replace them because they address different issues. But I believe MPI then has a difficulty that it described a world which is a small part of the total world, and so in some sense it's incomplete, even though it has 129 functions. But anyway, within the parallel computing world, such as SGI or IBM, MPI is their preferred implementation. And even if you talk to SGI about shared memory machines, they will give you MPI operating on a shared memory machine. So it's it is a fine programming model, even in fact for machines which are not distributed memory, even though it's a distributed memory computing model. That illustrates the issues of efficiency, because if you are sending messages on a shared memory system, you actually don't have to send any bytes between processors, because all you have to do is to swap pointers to the beginning of a message, because everybody can address every byte on a shared memory machine. So sending a message from one processor to another should be almost instantaneous. You just have to send effectively one word, the pointer, or maybe two words, the pointer to where the message begins and its length. So message passing can be very efficient on shared memory. So, however, if you wanted to get MPI up and running quickly, you might actually trivially implement some portable MPI, which would actually copy data from one part of shared memory to another part of shared memory.